pastor, you know, we say pastor's anniversary, but you know, it's 35 years of putting up with us, is, and we definitely appreciate it. So we're gonna go ahead and do a quick devotion so we can get out the way and get this celebration started. How about that? All right. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Well, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. If you need more power, tell him what you want.
One for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Ghost. It's so great to see each and one of you out here today to celebrate our pastor's 35th anniversary. We're so proud to have been here with him back in 86. I was military. I come home on weekends, and we just rejoice in the Lord, send a new pastor here, because one pastor was here when I left, come back, he was here. But been great. Been great. Today we're going to, our scripture, we're going to read Psalms 33. Psalms 33. It's so good. We are rejoicing over the celebration of our pastor and first family. Rejoice in the Lord, all your righteousness, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harps. Sing unto him with the psaltery and the instruments of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. For the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the water of the sea together in a heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouse. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heavens to naught. He maketh the advice of the people of none effect. And the last verse, 21, let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee. Lord's word for Lord's people. Rejoice in the Lord, all you people.
All right, amen. We
bow our heads in a word of prayer. Father, we look to the hills of which comes our help, and our help comes from you. Father, we come in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you for being God by yourself. Father, we just thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Father, just for life itself. Father, we thank you for you had woke us up this morning, clothing in our right mind. Thank you, Father, for food on our table, shelter on our head. Father, we just thank you. We had a thousand tongues, Father, we couldn't thank you enough because you've been so good, so kind, and so merciful to us. Father, we come in the precious name of Jesus. Father, bless each and one under my voice. Father, bless them in a mighty way. Bless our pastor. Bless the 35th anniversary. Father, bless them in a mighty way. Bless his family also, Father. Continue to bless the church in a mighty way. Father, bless the ones that are bereaved family. Father, you know who they are, you know where they are. Bless the sick, Father. Bless the ones in the hospital, you know who they are and where they are. Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, New Hope.
Good morning.
What a blessing to be here again. We gonna sing. Oh Lord, have mercy on me. So glad to be here. One more time. One more time. So glad to be in the number. One more time. Now I know what I wanna sing. See what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. You ought to count your many blessings. See what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. You ought to count your many blessings. See what the Lord has done. You know he woke us up this morning. See what the Lord has done. You know he woke us up this morning. See what the Lord has done.
God some praise. Come on, you can do better than that. Give God some praise. How many know that God is worthy of all of the praises? Come on, stand to your feet. If God has been good to you, give God some praise in this house. He brought us from a mighty, mighty long ways. He been too good for us not to give him the glory, to give him the praise. The mother was singing the song, see what the Lord has done. He gave us food and clothing. He gave us eyes to see, legs to walk. Just look around you and see what the Lord has done. Amen. We come today in the name of Jesus to celebrate our pastor and First Lady, Sister Steed, and family 35th anniversary. Come on and give God some praise. Amen. Amen. As we welcome them in, we say good morning to all of you that are listening in. Welcome to this broadcast today. Amen. Come on, let's lift the name of Jesus as our pastor and first family walk in. Come on, give God the praise. Man, come on, you can do better than that. Come on and give God the praise. Amen. Truly, he's worthy. Come on, let's give God the praise for Dr. Ralph Steed, the pastor of the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church and First Family, 35 years. Come on and give God some praise. Amen. Amen. Truly, God is worthy of the praises. Amen. At this time, we're going to ask Reverend Ratliff if she would come and give us our invocation. Following that, our responsive reading, Dr. Reed, following that, our scripture by Reverend Vons. Amen.
Father God, we come right now acknowledging you, O God, for who you are. And, O God, before we further go, we just want to tell you thank you. Thank you, O God, for being so kind, so sweet, O God. For being so caring, O God. So understanding, O God. God, we just tell you thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. For looking beyond all of our faults and failures, oh God, and you continue to supply us with our needs. And oh God, we just honor you on this day. We pray, oh God, that your holy anointing will fall afresh upon us on today, oh God. And every deed that is done, oh God, let it be done in your name, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Where you will get the glory, oh God. Where you will be glorified and magnified, oh God. Where you will be lifted up, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. That your people will come and leave differently, oh God. We ask that chains be broken, oh God. Deliverance come, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Comfort the souls, oh God. Let it be said that I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. God, we're calling on you now to enter in, continue to stay in, oh God. In the name of Jesus, shower down upon us now your Holy Spirit afresh and anew. And we'll be careful, oh God, to give you all praise, glory, and honor. Touch your preached word, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as it go forth, oh God, that someone will come running. I yield, what must I do to be saved? God, we thank you now, and we bless your name forevermore. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and bless God. Come on, put them holy hands together. Give God some praise.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Our responsive reading will be coming from Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, starting with verse 1. Ephesians chapter 4. I will read verse 1. You read the next verse, and we'll go all the way down to verse 13. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, let me know when you're there. I don't want to leave anybody. We're not a fast-moving train. 35 years, you kind of move a little slower. Isn't that right, Pastor Steve?
Amen.
I'm just saying.
Amen.
All right, now, line up the eyeballs. And God's word to his people from Ephesians chapter 4, starting with verse 1. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. One Lord, one faith. One baptism. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. together till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Praise God. May the Lord add a blessing to the reader, hearers, and the doers who allow the word to transform them by the renewing of their minds.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. We're going to go and revisit, guess which one? Jeremiah.
Amen.
3:15. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Did you say 15 or 3?
15.
3:15. Okay. Y'all excuse me. Act like I don't know what I'm doing. Amen. Okay. And I read this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah 3:15. When you have it, say amen. And I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Period. Amen.
Amen. Come on and give our ministers a hand. Amen. We will now be blessed by our mass choir. Amen. Thank you. Did everyone hear the lyrics to that song? I never shall forget part of the lyrics. I never shall forget what he's done for me. How many know that you're blessed this morning? Without a shadow of a doubt. Amen. Amen. All right. At this time, we're going to bring forward special recognitions from Brother Daryl Green as he comes. Give him a hand. Amen.
Good morning. I want to start out saying good morning to God, who's the head of my life. I want to tell him I love you and I praise your holy name. And I want to say, at the end of the service, Pastor, I love that song where it says, come to Jesus while you have time. I love that song. And it brings me to mind to this special occasion for you and your lovely wife for 35 years. And that song tells me that how it's your teaching spread so wide to our governor had to give you accommodation. Governor Brian P. Kemp. I mean, isn't that special? That is awesome. And it sort of gives me a little gladness to be here, to be able to read this for you. And it starts out, it says, for 35 years, Reverend Dr. Ralph Steed has taught and preached the word of God to congregants in Powder Spring throughout the state of Georgia. And at various houses of worship around the United States. And Reverend Dr. Ralph Steed has helped guide his congregants and countless others in pursuing salvation. And Reverend Dr. Ralph Steed has led his congregation in providing food, clothing, and finance assistance to churches, to church members and non-members in the Powder Spring community. Yeah, and Reverend Dr. Ralph Steed served as pastor of New Hope Baptist Church and has consistently sought understanding of God's word through the studies of Oral Roberts University Luther's Rice Seminary. And in 2007, earning a doctoral degree in theology for the Christian Life School of Theology at New Hope. And Reverend Dr. Ralph Steed and his wife, Greta Jordan Steed, sacrificed together to serve God and spread his word to the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church congregation and Powder Spring community. And now, therefore, I, Brian P. Kemp, Governor of the State of Georgia, do hereby command Reverend Dr. Ralph Steed, and it's where it writes, in witness thereof, I have hereunto set my hands and caused the seal of the Executive Department to be affixed this fourth day of October in the year of the Lord 2022. Let all of us stand up and give him and his wife congratulations hand. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Green, for those encouraging words. Amen. Also, he's not here. This morning at 8 a.m. service, our mayor of Powder Springs, Georgia, was here. Amen. And the mayor came forward and recognized, in recognition of pastors and first ladies 35th anniversary, Brother Thurman come, our Mayor Thurman come, came to our early service and recognized and declared this day to be Pastor Steed's Appreciation Day here in Powder Springs, Georgia. Come on, let's give God a hand clap of praise for that. Amen. I believe he was presented with a plaque. Amen. And it was a very honorable achievement to see our mayor here. Amen. And to present that to him. You know, I'm a firm believer you ought to give flowers to the ones that deserve it while they still yet live. Amen. Because when they're gone, amen, you can say a whole lot of stuff. But while they yet live, it is important to give honor where honor is due. Amen. So we congratulate our pastor and first family for a job well done in the community of this, the Powder Springs, Georgia, New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Amen. All right. Also, the Sister McHenry is not here yet, so we're going to proceed on. And if she arrived, then they will let me know, and we will come back with the General Missionary Convention's presentation. At this time, we're going to have the 35th anniversary video greeting, amen, by our sound room technicians, amen.
Good morning, New Hope Baptist Church. I thank God for my son for being with you for 35 years. And I'm calling to wish him a happy 35th anniversary. And I'm praying that God is going to bless you all to continue on.
Good morning, Pastor. This is your Sister Renee. I just want to wish you a happy 35th pastoral anniversary at New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. I wish that I could be there with you, but I'm not going to be able to be there. But I thank God for you. You have been an inspiration to our family. I wish you many, many more. I love you, and God bless you, and may he continue to bless you.
Good morning, Pastor. This is your brother. How are you doing today? I wish you the 35th anniversary, and may God bless you with many, many more. God bless.
Dad, we're so sorry that we couldn't be there to join you and celebrate this very special occasion.
Well, we both wanted to congratulate you on 35 years of successful ministry.
And we just ask that God continues to keep and bless you and your New Hope family.
Happy anniversary. Congratulations on 35 years. Thank you for being my pastor, my mentor, and a great father. I wish you many more years. I love you.
Happy 35th anniversary. I wish you a wonderful and a glorious anniversary and many, many more.
Congratulations on your 35th pastoral anniversary. We're so proud of you. We pray for many more. We love you.
Congratulations on your anniversary. 35 years of service is not for the weak. It's quite an accomplishment. It's amazing. It truly shows that this is the calling that God has placed on both of your lives. So thank you for being such an amazing example of putting service above self, loving folks, giving grace and forgiveness even when you don't want to. Again, just truly remarkable. It's a blessing that we're able to celebrate you today. So congratulations. We love you.
Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. In all of your years of pastoring, I've noticed two principles you've always reiterated in your sermons. 1, establishing a relationship with God, and 2, staying in the Word of God because it will sustain you. I try to apply these principles each day while on my Christian journey. I'm grateful to have you not only as a father, but as a pastor. In the words of one of my favorite songs, it ain't over till God says it's over. So as long as the Lord is leading you, we will continue to support you. I love you. Happy 35th anniversary.
Happy 35th anniversary, Papa. We love you.
Amen. Come on, you can do better than that. Give God some praise. Amen. I am elated. We give honor. We give praises to God, our Heavenly Father, again to the Holy Spirit, who is our comforter and our guide, to my pastor, Dr. Steed, the First Lady, Sister Steed. Amen. To my wife, Sister Kitchens. Amen. To all of these family members, I hadn't seen them in a while. Amen. Give them a hand. The Grands. Amen. I thought I saw Slick come in. There he is. All right. All right. All right. I call him Slick. That's between me and him. Amen. Good to see the family together this morning. Amen. Amen. Again, we praise God for Dr. Steed, First Lady Steed, on their 35th anniversary. Amen. We just give God the glory. And on behalf of this, the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, I know some will come later and say it, but I'm going to say it right now. I've only been here. Lost my thought. I've only been here about 23-24 years. Okay, Sister Kitchens fixed it. All right. So with that said, either way, we thank God for coming this way. And Pastor and Sister Steed and First Family, thank you for accepting us, the entire church family, the way we are and the way we were. We know it has not been easy, and we realize that there were some days that you wanted to just throw in the towel, perhaps, but God kept you. Amen. And he made ways out of no way. So we say congratulations to you for a job well done. Amen. Give our pastor and First Lady another hand. Amen. Amen. We love them. Amen. Sister Steed don't talk that much, but we're going to make a talk after a while. Amen. Amen. We're going to make a talk after a while. All right. Let us bear all of our announcements in mind and govern ourselves accordingly. I done lost my announcements. Amen. And my mind just don't think like that, Sister Daniels, but let us keep all of those that are bereaving. I don't know what I did with my phone. Let us keep all those that are bereaving, sick and shut in our prayers. Amen. Continue to pray much for those that are dealing with illnesses. We want to, if everyone does not know, New Hope lost 2 soldiers this week. Amen, amen. Brother Benny Powell, amen. The Lord called him home this week, and Sister Vera Bennett, amen. So let us, thank you, Dr. Reed, so let us keep those families lifted up in our prayers. Amen. We never know when it may be our day. Amen. I don't think all of the funeral arrangements have been made, but nonetheless, we can keep them in our prayers. Amen. Continue to pray for those on our sick list, Brother Deacon Robert Jackson. Amen. That's Sister Jackson's husband, Deacon Hightower's brother-in-law, and Sister Hightower's stepfather. Amen. Continue to keep him lifted up in our prayers as well. Continue to pray much for Dr. Gore as she's still undergoing chemo. Amen. Deacon Sims, and pray much for our pastor. Amen. I know he didn't want me to say this, but he's got a procedure this week. Amen. Pray much for him that God will give him the strength. Amen. And everything will turn out well. It's already done. If we only believe, we got to trust God, and God takes care of the rest. Amen. So pray much that God will keep him and his family this week. Amen. Continue to keep, again, all those that are lifted up in our bereaving families, those we know and those we do not know. It was stated on last night in prayer service that Sister Stiles, who's one of our ushers, amen, in prayer service, brought to our attention last night some of her family members, amen, was in, was it a car accident? Amen, and was killed. So keep that family lifted up in our prayers as well. Amen, amen. Again, like I say, you never know when your day may come that you need somebody to pray for you. Amen, amen. I always remember what Mama would say. Mama would say, it's as good as well as it is. And it's as well as it is right now, but we never know when death is going to come knocking at our own doors. Amen. So let us pray for one another. Keep in mind, this week is Thanksgiving week. Sister Wissett, you want to come and give us information concerning the SOS ministry? This week is Thanksgiving. Amen. And the SOS ministry has a special announcement.
Thank you, Reverend Kitchens, Pastor C, Sister Steed. Again, thank you and congratulations on 35 years. I'd just like to let everyone know that signed up for the Senior Thanksgiving, the plates will be passed out on Wednesday from 1 to 4. So if you signed up, make sure you get to the church between 1 and 4. So you can pick up your plate or send someone to pick it up for you. If you made desserts, you can deliver them to the church on Tuesday from 9 to 7. We look forward to this day. It's an exciting day for me and all the team members that we have. So to everyone who helped out, participated in whatever way, I thank you on behalf of the SOS team. And Pastor, thank you for allowing us to put this luncheon on for the past 14 years. Have a great week.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Again, that's this coming Thursday. Amen. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. We pray much that all of you that will be traveling, that God will give you traveling grace as well. Amen. Remember those who are less fortunate than we are. Amen. Always be prayerful. We may be able to enjoy our day today, but there are some that don't have the things that we have and are able to enjoy the things that we enjoy. So let us be mindful and pray for one another. Pray for those who are less fortunate than we are. Amen. Will all visitors please stand? If we have any, all visitors. Amen. 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 We're going to ask Dr. Reed if she would come and welcome all of our visitors. Amen.
Praise God. That looks good, doesn't it? Woo-hoo! If you'd like to just give us your name and what church you're from, and if you're looking for a church home, you can just stop right here at New Hope, starting in the back, right here. Great. And you, sir? Oh, you do now. You do now. You do now. Yes, ma'am. Good morning. Okay, thank you. And you, ma'am? Okay, thank you. And you want to go ahead and?
Praise God. It's just good to be here this morning. Evangelist Walden from the New Friendship Missionary Baptist Church, where Reverend Zola Crawford is pastor. Just good to be here. Good to be invited.
My name is
I have you know this is where? Oh, in the back, sir. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's all right. You still family. That's okay. Okay. Thank you. And Mother Graham's is our 90 plus. She won't tell us exactly how old she is, but she's our 90 plus in our choir there. But we're so grateful to have you. We truly count it a blessing. God is not a God of accident, incident, or coincident. He intentionally put you here today. He knew this would be our time together long before you were even in your mother's womb and your mother was in her moon and the moon and the moon. So that's the kind of God we have, and we just thank you. Know that you're always welcome here. Our doors hang on the hinges of welcome, welcome, welcome.
Amen. I could count on Dr. Reed. I put her on the spot. Amen. Be ye also ready. Amen, amen. So again, we welcome all of our visitors. We pray that you enjoy the services today as we celebrate our pastor and First Family 35th anniversary. Amen. Again, just one last announcement. Don't forget to cast your vote. Amen. We got to get out to the polls one more time. Amen. You have a voice. If you're 18 years or older, just recognize you have a voice, amen, and it needs to be heard. Hear me clearly, it needs to be heard. I don't have to remind you, my forefathers, your forefathers, back in the 40s and 50s, before my time was ever before, somebody trying to figure my age. Before my time, anyway, they fought for us to vote, and we have that right. Amen. So get out and vote. Get out and vote. If you're 18, the early voting starts on the 28th, November the 28th. So let our voices be heard. Amen. Friday and Saturday voting as well. That will start next weekend. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Again, keep all of those in our prayers that are on our sick and concerned list, and pray much that God will continue to give them the strength that is needed. Pray much for our young people. Amen. There's a great concern for our young people, all of those young people, Pastor, if I may, all the young people that 15 years or younger, because 16-year-olds now think they're grown. So if you're 16 years and younger, stand to your feet. If you're 16 years old and younger, I'm not trying to pick out on you. Amen. 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 You got a special place here at the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, whether you believe it or not. You've got a special place. There is a great work for you to do. Stand up, Sister George. Stand up, Sister George. Sister George is our youth coordinator. Amen. And we need our young people to get involved. We need our young people to get involved. Now, if you get involved, church will not be boring. Amen. As some say, you got to make it exciting, and we're here to help you to make it that way. So come and get involved. If you need any information, call the church secretary. Amen. And we can get the necessary information for you, or just see Sister George or myself after service. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Amen. Amen. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to get out of the way. Amen. I do a lot of talking, my wife say. I didn't talk nearly this much before we got married. Amen. Amen. All right. At this time, we're going to have, amen, the introduction of our speaker. Following that, our hymn of preparation by Mass Choir, and then the spoken word by Evangelist Walden. Amen.
Good morning. I come here with joy in my heart and thanksgiving to God for letting me be here. It is a choice. You can be joyful. You can be thankful. First of all, my name is Isla Walden Collins. I am their oldest daughter. I live here in Powder Springs. I just lived here, started living here about 2 years ago. I would like to give Pastor Steed his flowers for me. Right before the pandemic happened, my sister passed, and Pastor Steed opened up the church and allowed us to have her services here. Not only was he here to open up the church for us, but he did the job that we use in a nuclear field, about having people in your plant, the first one in and the last one out. So after the service, I had to come back in here and do something or pick up something, and Pastor Steve was here making sure everything was okay. So God sees those small services, and he rewards you openly for it. I would like to introduce my mother, Evangelist Walden. My mother has been an evangelist all of her life. She was just ordained this year, but that has been her job all of my life. So much so, used to embarrass my sister and myself, my sisters and myself. She's never been shy. You never had to tell her to not be afraid. She's always been bold. She's always been very outspoken. She has been my mediator between my sisters and my father. He was the God in our family, so I knew what the Trinity was before I even know who God was. We had God the Father, my dad, who was the protector, provider, made sure everything was going right. And then we had to ask for something. We had to go through the mediator, my mom, and she would make everything, soften out everything. And she was the paraclete also. She was cheering us the whole time. So we knew what the Trinity was, we and our family. She has always wanted to be a roving reporter. She's always wanted to write. She's written in a lot of articles in Flint when we lived there, but she always wanted to be that person telling you what's going on. And she'd do it in a grocery store. And she would see a young father with a daughter, and she'd say, "Oh, she's so pretty. You got her dressed up so nice. Do you take her to Sunday school?" She was the person who was motivating young men when she worked in a halfway house. So I got a bunch of adopted brothers because she was working, but she was also spreading God's word. She's always had the words, God's word, in her mouth to share with others. Always concerned about your soul. We went on an Are You Saved tour with my mother, my sisters, and I. She wanted to make sure that we knew who God was and that he was the head of our lives. So without further ado, which you welcome from WGOD, God's reporter, Evangelist Dorothy Walden.
Has been in an accident a couple weeks ago. We thank God for bringing our music and ministry back with us. Amen. And I believe his mother is here. Amen. Raise your hand, mother. Amen. Thank you so much.
Good morning. I won't be before you long. I don't do a lot of talking. Earlier, we celebrated our pastor in the first family. Let me just say, it is good to see the entire family here with us this morning, celebrating their father. 35 years is a long time to be pastoring anywhere. We're just glad you were settled right here in Powder Springs to pastor with us. Now, I did write a few notes. I've only known him just about 30 years. So they only let me get to page one earlier. So if y'all just give me a few minutes. I'm just messing with y'all. But real quick, this song here is dedicated to pastoring the first family. We know it hasn't always been easy being a pastor, a father, brother, uncle, future, well, grandparent, all that good stuff. And one thing I said earlier, it is not easy pastoring us. Just be honest about it, because you can't please everybody. But we're glad to have the pastor that we have here and had for the last 35 years, and that deserves a round of applause. So please join me as we celebrate Pastor Steve, because we know it was nothing but God's grace and mercy that has kept him here and his family, and we're dedicating this song to Pastor and First Family.
Thank you.
anniversary. New Hope had a bit of sad news on last week. As we came together for choir rehearsal on Thursday, our president, Sister Sherry, came before us and she gave a roll call. She said, "I'm sorry to tell y'all, Sister Vera Bennett passed away this week." You know, Sister Bennett, she sang in the senior choir with us. Over the years, she led some of my favorite songs. She had a wonderful tenor voice. And then Sharon went on to say that Brother Benny Powell had passed away. I worked on the trustee board with Brother Powell for a couple of years. He had great care for the financial business of this church. What I didn't tell Sharon, but because I was still trying to process it in my mind, that on my way to rehearsal on Thursday, as I was pulling out of my garage, I got a phone call from down home in Texas. They called to tell me that my cousin, Sophie Wright, had passed away. And so I was still trying to process this in my mind. How could it be that Sophie is gone? Of course, they gave us the medical cause of death. They said it was complications from surgery. But still, I kept asking God, how can this be? Sophie was very health conscious. She was a God-fearing, God-loving woman. She was 4 years younger than me. I couldn't understand. And so I came on to rehearsal. And as I walked through the door, Brother Adrian called me over. He said, "Vanessa, I need you to lead this song for me on Sunday." I said, "Well, Adrian, I'll try, but you know, I didn't get the calling post this week, so I didn't know what songs we were singing, so I didn't practice or listen to the songs." He said, "That's okay, you'll be all right. I'll teach you the song." So I came on into the choir, and I was still trying to process, how could it be that Sophie is gone? You know, we're a very close-knit family, and if you're raised in the country like I am, your cousins are raised like your brothers and your sisters. How can this be that Sophie is gone? So we started rehearsing this song, and God gave me the answer right away. He said, "Vanessa, you are still here because I kept you." He said, "You are still alive only because of my grace." He said, "When I call the roll this week, I call Sister Vera Bennett." And she said, "Yes, God. When I call the roll, I call Brother Benny Powell." And he said, "Here I am." "When I call the roll this week," he said, "I called your cousin, my servant, Sophie Wright." And she answered in that soft, sweet voice that she would answer when our elders would call us as children. She said, "Here I am. I am here." So, Pastor Steve, we stop by to tell you, if you think that you have made 35 years for any other reason except that God kept you, if you are alive today, it's only because of His grace. He kept you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm alive.
but we got a work to do. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Celebration. If we ever needed to celebrate, it's today. Praise God. Give an honor to God, who's truly the head of my life, to Pastor Steve and Sister Steve and the whole family, to all of the clergymen and ladies, to my husband for 54 years. Praise God. To the entire church family. To my daughter who introduced me, my oldest daughter. I had three, but the Lord took one in 2020. And we celebrated her homegoing right here at the church. And we thank God for you assisting us in that homegoing. You may have a seat. It's time to preach. Glory to God. Bringing you greetings from the new Friendship Missionary Baptist Church, where Reverend Zola Coffey is pastor. Everybody knows him. Just glad to be here this morning, and glad that you invited me to come. In the last few months, we've gone through some stuff. It is called campaigning for a position in the government system. But I come to warn us this morning that God had already set a campaigning for the church back in Matthew 28, 16 through 20. And we're going to talk about that this morning. The lady gave me a theme, and I had to turn it all around. But Holy Spirit, I pray that you had me going, that I'll be able to share with you what Holy Spirit has given to me. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning. We come with thanksgiving in our hearts and praise on our lips for your goodness and your mercy. It's no accident that I'm here this morning, but it's a prize that I was called. So Holy Spirit, we ask you to lead me and guide me through what you have given unto this servant, that I may be able to share with those that hear, and that it will be received and it will be put into our hearts, that we will never forget what God has done for us. We are his workmanship, not just to be saved, not to go to hell, but we are saved to carry out what you've given unto us, that we may be able to share with others along the way, that our families will be saved, our cousins, our friends, our neighbors, that we can share the word of God. Father, we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. The scripture comes from Jeremiah 3:15. And I will give you shepherds according to mine heart, who shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. You can hear and have a whole lot of knowledge in your head and in your mind, but without understanding, it's no good. Amen. So this morning, I pray that Holy Spirit will allow me to speak about the under-shepherd campaigning in the kingdom of heaven to gather souls by the word of God for the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of heaven is where the wheat and the tare grow together. You got good fish, you got bad fish. You got good seeds, and you got bad seeds. We are them. But in the kingdom of God, none but the righteous shall be there. The campaign message is not based upon what we organize or put in place, but it is from the archives of God's word, written with the blood of the Lamb, and believed and understood by those who are sealed by Holy Spirit. The under-shepherd appears to the lost to come to Jesus and be saved, until the weak or the carnal believer to grow up. Got a whole lot of folks in the church that need to grow up. Say amen if you can, because I'm going to preach. And to the strong to continue to be faithful. In other words, we should be in a position where we can let our little light shine, that men might see our good works and glorify the Father in heaven. The under-shepherd, he will call the believer's attention to their shortcoming, require them to be sincere. He don't want them to just be any person that's here, just hearing the word and not receiving the word. Praise God. We need strong pastors to call out and encourage members to not to be conformed to this world through treacherous ways of being unfaithful, avoiding backslidden conditions, and shun idolatry. You might say in this day and time, ain't nobody serving other God. Yes, we are. You're serving your job, your houses, your shoes, your clothes, your bank account, and whatever. Those are God. Young people, y'all listen to me. You 15 and on down, and those that ain't quite reached 30, y'all listen to me, okay? The time is not for the church. Be called back in order by the word of God, and your pastor is the authoritative overseer in charge to do it. For 35 years, Pastor Steve has campaigned from the printed words of Word of God to call believers' attention to what Paul told him to do in Acts 20 and 28. He said, "Take heed therefore unto you, to yourself, and to the flock over which I made you overseer." And the Holy Ghost had made you overseer to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. Pastor Steve has a job to do. And later, Steve, you have a job too, to support him, to listen to him. When he wants to talk, don't say nothing. My husband was pastor over almost 17 years. And when he was asked me if we would say stuff, I would listen. I learned one day when I started trying to comment on some stuff, I was shut down. And I learned from that point, just listen and pray. Amen. In the last few months, we've gotten a glimpse of how hard and how biased campaign messages have been confirmed throughout the land, even from the election of a pastor. But this morning, Holy Spirit reminds us that real campaigning for a shepherd is not by electoral votes. It is not defined by intellectual foresight and not by slander, gestures, or derogatory agendas. As the world continues to campaign in its unpredictable ways to choose a leader, God's way of choosing a shepherd is by his will and authority to meet the needs of his people. For 35 long years, Pastor Steve, accountability to the flock here at Good Hope has truly been dependent upon the word of God and by the Spirit of God, not by his own agenda. As he continues to proclaim God's righteousness through a process of love and teaching the Holy Scriptures to encourage the lost to be saved, the weak to be strong, and the strong to keep on pushing on. Don't you give up. I got saved when I was 9 years old. My daddy was a deacon, so I suppose I was going to church ever since my mother conceived me. I've been in church a long time. But have I been perfect those all long time? No, I have not. I had to come into the Lord and ask him to forgive me for some stuff, to put me in the right position that I'll be able to let my little light shine, that men might see my good work and glorify the Father in heaven. Hallelujah, Jesus. So the question is, where does the church stand in this fallen world amongst open plain of a manipulative generation?
All right.
Grandma and grandpa, uncles and aunts who used to have spiritual influence among their family, encouraging the children to attend church, but many are denying the voice of God. And it's seen as if many are doing just what justifies the means to their ends, whether it's in politics, whether it's sociably, educationally, entertainment, trying drugs and alcohol, hooking up with gang members, or just doing nothing but just talking. Got a whole lot of church folks just talking. Don't y'all get mad at me when I leave here. I'll be back to say hello to Pastor and Sister Steve. But we have put ourselves in a bad shape. We have put ourselves in a bad shape. And that shape, the under shepherd is campaigning for us to do what? Get ourselves together. Amen. The under shepherd has a platform to follow daily as he manages the flock of the living God. They are not his flock. They're saved and bought under his authority to oversee you. Just a few things to mention about him. He must love God's people with all his heart. He must study to show himself approved unto God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Daily prayers are engaged, asking God's Spirit, asking Holy Spirit to be his guide in light as he encouraged the flock to keep moving to walk with the Lord. Many times he cries out to God and he asks him to search him. Search me, Lord. Search me. And if you find anything that's not good in me, I ask you to move it. Because I want to be right. I want to be saved. I want to be whole. He must do the best to keep harmony and peace among the brothers and sisters. Daily confession his fault and failures are made unto God, asking him for strength to help him to endure the hardness of a soldier. Because he knows that God knows when he's right and he knows when he's wrong. He sometimes prays and asks the Lord to continue to help him to grow beyond the dry, stagnant places in his walk with him. Dear God, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. He said, search me, Lord, touch me, move me to a place where you can use me, and I will be satisfied. This morning I pray that Holy Spirit will allow this servant to give a brief platform of an accountable role of how the under-shepherd operates in campaigning in the kingdom of heaven, representing the kingdom of God, upholding the assignment that God has called him to act upon. I heard Pastor Senator Warnock of Georgia, in one of his final campaign strategies about 2 years ago, when he said, get up, put your shoes on. The question was, where are you going? He encouraged them to go out to tell the citizen to embrace justice and be aware of the injustice of how others are treated and to meet the needs of all citizens with equality. This morning, I'm sure that your pastor embraces this assignment and makes it clear to the church that time is winding up. We need to get our house in order. To choose those who are not saved, to speak the message prepared, to challenge the laws, to tell them that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Put your shoes on, saints, and keep walking. The question is asked, where am I going? We're going to tell a fallen world that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. We're going to tell them that Jesus said that I stand at the door and knock. And whosoever will open the door, I will come into him and I will sup with him. Praise God. Well, another believer may ask, where are you going? Where are you going, Pastor? Just tie your shoes up. Tight on your feet. I want you to listen to what the Spirit is saying. You know the devil will try to stop you from with minor incidents. Your shoelaces may trip you, or you might lose your shoe. Make it a quick turn. It's going to get a little rough out there campaigning. Sometimes you may be called everything but a child of God. Praise God. Rocks may be thrown at you. You might even be physically attacked. Don't lose sight on what you're called to do by trying to keep your shoes on. Pastor reminds the believer that we'll stand firm on this platform, that men might be made whole through the preaching of the gospel. We must follow the command of Jesus. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Keep lifting up Jesus. No matter how I look, my sisters and my brothers, you can talk to somebody about Jesus. You got to get it in your spirit. All those that are saved want somebody else saved. If you ain't saved, you don't care if nobody ain't saved. No way. Praise God. The preparation that Pastor Steve and the saints stood on is what Paul spoke to them in Romans 10:9-10. When you go out campaigning, you can ask people if they're saved and they want to be saved. But this is what Paul said, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Right. But with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. But Paul went on to say that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Through the years, Pastor Steve has gotten a bit tired and discouraged, but he kept walking and building his campaign message. He perhaps turned in to talk to Isaiah at 43:2. He encouraged him through the word of God to tell those who will accept the Great Commission that you don't have to be afraid to do what God has asked you to do. Isaiah said that when you pass through the waters, I will be there. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When I walk through the fire, they shall not burn. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Jesus said, I will never leave you, not forsake you. Pastor began to get excited. He could hear Paul speak again from the archives of the letter to the church at Rome, down on 12:1-2. Encourage those that are saved to be dedicated to serve in the campaign for the kingdom of God. Paul said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, not a sacrifice for the world, but a sacrifice for the Lord, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. It's not hard to do. You just need to do it. It's not hard for Evangelist Walden to do it. She just needs to do it. And be not conformed to this world. There are so many things that are drawing our young people. We got these tablets. Instead of them listen to what the preacher is saying, they're on the tablets, do. All this stuff. Instead of studying the word of God, we're on Facebook. We're on the news. We're on all this stuff. But be not conformed to this world. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. We're living in a crucial time where men need to come and consider who the Lord is and take what he's given to us, because the time is coming where two have already crossed that chilly Jordan. Your hearts are aching because they've already crossed in the last week. But guess what we're going to cross to? Glory to God. Have mercy, Jesus. And he tuned to the page of Galatians. And he heard Paul say again to the brethren to stand fast there in the liberty with which Christ has made us free. And be ye not entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Talking to believers. If you're saved, don't go out and start doing stuff you ain't got no business doing. You can say amen if you can. If you don't, I'm going to say amen for you. Because we all been down that street one time or another. We got in stuff that we should not have gotten into. We have said some things that we should not have said. But Paul speaks again to them in Corinthians. He said, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. As he continued to gather material for his campaigning, he heard Paul say for the believers to walk in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Pastor Steve reminds the flock that God has made him overseer to encourage the flock to take on the fruit of the spirit. The fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, self-control. Against such there is no law. But listen to this. That makes up the character of believers. But he encouraged believers not to let the worms from the flesh enter your garden. Be familiar with the insecticide of the word. And let the power of Holy Spirit block their entrance. Amen. And drive them away. Now, do you know what this word is saying?
The fruit of the Spirit builds our character. But the lust of the flesh will have the worms to come in and eat away those things that cause us to be a Christian. You ain't lost your salvation, but your light done stopped shining where men can see your good work. Your light has begun to get dim. The things that you used to do, you don't do them anymore. The Bible studies that you used to go to, they're not important anymore. Sunday school don't mean nothing to you. To bow down on your knees in the at night and say your prayers don't mean very much to you. Then we wonder why our young people are going astray. They see old folks doing too much stuff. Help me, Holy Spirit. Saying too much stuff. Glory to God. But when we get to the point where Holy Spirit begin to talk to us and we can listen to what he's saying, then the word of God saying that he giveth power to the faint. And to those who have might, he increases strength. He said, and even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But he said that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Keep building your campaign message, Pastor Steve, to win souls to the kingdom of God. Don't give up. I heard Jesus say to his disciples in Matthew 11 and 28, he said, when you get tired, come unto me, all ye that are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke, my word upon you, and learn of me. But sometimes it get burdened and get heavy. He said, but it's light, it'll get lighter for you. Praise God. This morning, there are many dry, stagnant places in our walk with the Lord. If your soul needs reviving, if your love for Jesus needs rekindling, now is the time to come to Jesus and repent of your sin and shortcoming and let him restore you fully back to God. Keep your shoes on and not let, because that is not your complete garment. We are in a fight, and we know that we're in a fight. We can look at all the stuff that is going on. When I look at the news, I see our young men are getting slain by one another. Do you know what is happening? The devil don't want the black men to rise up. You better listen to God. He don't want you to be the soldiers of your home. He don't want you to have prosperity. So what is he doing? He's coming in. Cut you down and you don't know about it. The mama can't tell you about it. You don't know what that is. Jesus. So what we going to do? So the church has to come together and nurture our children. Encourage one another. Glory to God. So Paul says, what you need to do is put on the whole armor of God. Yeah. Hallelujah. That you'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Yes. Who imitates those that are in dry places in our spirit man. Paul continued to campaign for the kingdom of God. And it warned us that danger will lie ahead. For we wrestle not with flesh and blood, hallelujah, Jesus, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness, of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. If we ever seen wickedness in high places, we can see it now. The whole political system is out of order. But I'm going to come down from the political system. The home is out of order. The daddy and the mamas are out of order. The children are out of order. And then when we come to the church, we can't hear the word of God because our hearts are out of order. I'm calling for you this morning, along with myself. Get on track with Jesus. Get on track with him. Because it's going to show up one of these days. And it ain't going to be no good picture when it shows up. When you come down to the Jordan, when you cross over the campground, when you cross over the Jordan, there is a day that we're going to have to stand before the living God. Are you ready? This morning, I encourage all of us to get our campaign strategy together that we may fight on because our time ain't long. It ain't long, y'all. We heard grandma and great-grandmama talking about a lot of things that happened. I came from the cotton fields of Mississippi where I picked cotton and pulled corn, where I dug potatoes and had to put them in there. The thing, what you call it, the kiln. Glory to God. But God bless me. If I wasn't going to stay in Mississippi as I graduated from high school, I either was going to run away or go to college. But God saw fit that I went to college. Glory to God. But can't you see now? Can't you see now we got so much? So much. Our families won't even come to church. When you talk about Jesus, they try to shun you. When you ask to pray for them, they say, that's all right. All they want is gimme, gimme, gimme. What you gonna do with the money that I give to you? Many times they'll go down on the corner and buy them a little weed. Oh, y'all know I'm telling the truth. But what are we going to do? Church, come together. Come together, church. Come together. You got a pastor that will pray with you and pray for you. You can't spank your children no more because it's a what you call a corporate something, punishment. Can't whoop them no more. The Bible says if you spare the rod, you're going to spoil the child. But what has happened? Drugs has gotten into the parents' head. They don't know when to stop whooping. So they beat them to death. That's the work of the devil, y'all. Put your shoes on. Get to walking. The God is eternal life. Right. Put your shoes on. Where you going? Love somebody. Yeah. Still doing them home. Encourage them. Put your shoes on.
Amen.
Get on your knees at night and begin to pray.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Keep your shoes on and keep walking. Don't give up. Don't give out. Yeah. Keep walking. Keep campaigning for the kingdom of God. While the blood is still running warm in your veins. Keep your sword in your hand. Fight on. Fight on. Listen, God put his son's shoes on in eternity past. He walked down from heaven through 42 generations to save a sinner like me and you. Jesus walked the Judean hills. He gave sight to the blind. The lame walked and the dumb talk. He preached that the kingdom of God was at hand. Oh, glory to God. He didn't stop there because he kept his shoes on and he walked up the Via Dolorosa to carry his cross on his shoulder. He was nailed to the old rugged cross. For my sin and your sin. Yeah, they buried him in a borrowed tomb. He stayed there 3 days and 3 nights. But all the third day morning, he rose with all power. in heaven and earth in his hand. Ah, glory to God. Ah, he rules that you and I may be able to say, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He went there that we'll be able to share the love that he's given unto us, the other folks that we meet. It ain't no private section to know Jesus Christ as your Savior. You just need to be bold enough to tell others that the living Savior, that he does live, because he lives within my spirit. I came to tell you this morning, let us keep our shoes on our feet and let us walk the streets in Georgia, Powder Springs and Marietta, where there's a whole lot of stuff going on. There's a whole lot of jobs that God has given our people. But we find out that they use their funds for other things. We got to pray that God will bring their minds into a realization that they need him in their lives. Well, we don't have perfect lives, but we have lives that we trusted God, that we can depend on him to do what we can't do. And that's nothing without him. I came to tell you this morning, hallelujah, Jesus, we got to keep on traveling down that highway, that men might know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. That no man that cometh to him will not be put aside, but he will be raised up. And he begin to give God the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. One of these mornings, and it won't be long, you're going to look for me, and I'll be going on home. I'm going up to heaven just to sing and shout. There ain't going to be nobody there, nobody to turn me out. Guide me, Lord, every day of my life, that I may be able to be one of those that you can trust with your word. That I will use your word to lift up your name. I will use your word to speak to others, that they will come running, crying, what must I do to be saved? One of these days, it's going to be all over. I'm going home. I'm going home. I'm going home. Pastor Steve, I'm going home to live with Jesus. And it's going to be grand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo! It's going to be grand. It's going to be grand. Jesus. There is something about the name. Jesus. Jesus. There is something about that name, Master, Savior, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
There is something. that name.
Amen.
Right there where you are, stand to your feet. The doors of the church are open.
All right.
You've heard the word. Just want to say to all of us, Dr. Steed, the campaign is never easy. You heard the preacher. Sometimes you still got to get up and you got to continue to walk. With that said, today, as we open the doors of the church, maybe there's somebody here that has not accepted Jesus as your personal Savior. We want to offer him to you right now. You heard earlier, all of us did. We've lost some members this week. We've heard about some car crashes. And if you turn on the radio or listen to social media, you hear about all kinds of crimes and killings going on. We need an anchor, and that anchor is in our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, who said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Right now is a great time. Will there be one? Make up your mind. What will he do? Make your life brand new, for he will take care of you. Would that be one? Where you are, if you're listening in. If you're not saved, pray this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you as humble as I know how. Father, I need a Savior. Please forgive me of all of my sins. Cleanse me from all of my unrighteousness. Make me whole again. I confess to you that you are my Savior. If you prayed that prayer, you are saved. Amen. Perhaps there's somebody here today, and I just want us to point our hands toward the First Family. It's altar call time. Amen. Earlier, we heard about the Powell family, Brother Benny, going on home to be with the Lord. We heard about Sister Vera Alexander. Sister Austin gave the testimony of her cousin, a niece. Amen. We've got some issues that are going on in this life. We also want to pray for our first family, that God will continue to give them strength to go a little higher in Him. We're going to ask Reverend Walden if he would come and give us our altar call.
Shall we pray? O most holy and everlasting God, our Father. Father, we come now after hearing a dynamic message. Lord, we come in the name of Jesus, asking that you would bless as only you know how. Lord, we come asking a special blessing on Pastor Steve. We come, Father, asking that you would keep on keeping him strong, that you keep your loving arms protection around him. Lord, we ask you to let the Holy Spirit lead him. Lord, we ask you, Father, to bless the following train, New Hope. Follow the train, bless it, Lord. Bless him, Father, in the name of Jesus. And then, Father, let him be that beacon light that you have set here, Father, on the hill, that where men that's walking in darkness might be able to see the light and come to the light, which is Jesus Christ, and say, I yield, I yield, I can't hold out much longer. Lord, we thank you for the message. Thank you for the messenger. Lord, we thank you for everything, Father. We had 10,000 tongues. We couldn't thank you enough. So, Lord, we want to ask you as we depart from this place, and Lord, we ask that you would give us traveling grace. Keep us away from hurt, harm, evil, and danger. Bless us only you can, Father. And one of these days, we will be able to hear that still, quiet voice. Said, well done, good and faithful servant. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask these blessings. Amen. Come on and give this evangelist Walden a hand. Amen. I was waiting on her to strut. Amen. Every time I've seen her in the past, she do her little strut. Amen. Give God the praise. We thank God for that wonderful word. Amen. Praise God for her, her husband, and her family, that God will continue to bless them. Amen. In a mighty, mighty way. Amen. I understand that. Just bear with us a little bit longer. Today we're celebrating our pastor's anniversary, so we ought not to be in a hurry today. Amen. Amen. I understand that Sister Mary Henry from the 7th District General Missionary Baptist Convention State Ushers is here to make a presentation. Amen. Amen. Will she come at this time?
All right. Amen.
Okay, she went to the ladies' room. All right, we're going to give her a few moments to come back. At this time, we're going to ask, if you would, Sister Macklin, Deacon Dillard, Chairman of our Deacon Board, Sister Macklin, who is our Deaconess President, and all the auxiliary leaders, amen. And you may come at this time with presentations. Amen.
Good afternoon. Oh. Good afternoon, New Hope. I thought it, I wanted to first say I appreciate the honor of being asked to do these presentations by our committee, and I thought it very appropriate for the deacons and the deaconess to have started off this anniversary, marching in with Pastor and First Lady on the first Sunday of November, and us to be able to do the presentations this Sunday to kind of put a bow on it and wrap it all up. So. We're going to let the deacons go first.
Pastor, I think they spelled my name wrong on this one. But Pastor, you know, we love you. It's been 35 years, and you know, I know some of that gray hair you got is probably from me, but we truly love you. We appreciate it. We know it ain't easy, as they always said, putting up with us as folks. But we love you for your wisdom, your guidance, and just your patience, and just being that leader that you need to be for us. And you know, from New Hope, we can't pay you for 35 years, but we can kind of give you a little love offering, just a little token to say just how much we appreciate you. Amen. So I guess we'll wait and do both of them at the same time.
First Lady, can't ever say enough for all that you do behind the scenes, knowingly and unknowingly. People don't understand. Nights that we would drive by here and you and Nicole would be up here doing programs for one thing or another and just getting things together. Not just for the program, but just making sure the church continue to run in the background. People will never understand. Never understand the nights they called Pastor and you had to let him leave and you didn't want him to leave. So we thank you for that. We thank you for the first family, how you have shared them, how you have shared them with us. We thank you. So with this, First Lady, we say we love you. We love you. God knows we love you. And this is from New Hope.
And Pastor, just to continue to let you know that we from the members of this church truly do love you, we honor you, and we say thank you for 35 years of dedicated service to the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. And on behalf of the church, here's a little poem for you. A weekend getaway is on your horizon, not just for you, but you and your bride. Whether by car, train, boat, or plane, how you travel, you get to decide. Big city, sandy beach, or a mountain high, anywhere you choose is perfectly fine, as long as you remain stateside. Close your eyes and picture this, an all-expense-paid trip full of bliss. So on behalf of the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, you and Sister Steed are being gifted an all-expense-paid weekend trip to anywhere in the United States that you want to go. And on behalf of the church, we're getting you started off with a gift basket. So these gift baskets are going to get you guys started on your trip.
Can you hear me? Praise the Lord, everybody. Pastor Steed, I'm over here in the corner. I'm sorry. Your sons and daughters in ministry here at New Hope, we want to thank you for blessing us, for praying for us, and for allowing us to minister at this church. We thank you for what you do every day for us. We thank you for your prayers. We thank you for your beautiful wife also putting up with us, the family, and allowing us to get up and stand at that sacred desk and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank you, and we have a bigger envelope than anybody else. We want to give to you on this Sunday, and we say thank you. And we love you from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you so much.
Good afternoon, church. I'm Deaconess Daniels, president of the trustees. Can I have all the trustees of the church please stand? Pastor, on behalf of the trustees, it's an honor to serve, and we want to celebrate 35 years.
Good afternoon, church. I stand here before you. My name is Amanda Thornton. I'm the president of the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church Ushers and Healthcare Ministry. Pastor Steve, we would like to congratulate you and thank you on your 35 years of pastoring. We know that it's not easy, but it's evident that you love the Lord. We thank you and attest that you have given us what we need to make it and everything from the Bible that we should know. And we thank you, First Lady Steed and family, for sharing him with us for those 35 years. Thank you so much.
Good afternoon, New Hope. Giving honor to God, Pastor Steed, Sister Steed, and the family. On behalf of the College Care Ministry and for every member of the College Care Ministry, please stand. On behalf of the College Care Ministry, Pastor Steve, we would like to thank you for your dedication, your service of dedication, your service of commitment, and most of all, I thank you for the love of God residing in you, wanting to put up with us. We love you. We appreciate you. And I just pray that the blessing of God overtake you and your family. Sister Steve, thank you. We give you honor for the lady of God that you are and standing by his side and being with him on this walk. Because it's not that he's walking alone by himself. It is you. It is you, Sister Steve, that encourages him, that uplifts him. And when he's feeling restless, it is you that comes to him, not New Hope. It is you. So we thank you, we love you, we appreciate you, and we would like to present you with this token of love. Amen.
Good afternoon. Would all the senior choir members stand, please? On behalf of the senior choir, and in honor of your 35th anniversary, we present to you Pastor Steed and Lady Steed this token of appreciation. Thank you for serving us for 35 years. We honor your prayers, your diligence, and commitment to our church, and attribute much of our growth to you. We celebrate you and pray for your continued grace. Now, while reading, I like to read a lot, so while reading, I came across this poem, and I thought it was fitting for this occasion. P is for the preacher God chose you to be. A is for the anointing gift to you to minister. S is for shepherd appointed to lead God's flock. T is for teacher who studies and shares God's word. O is for obedience, a heart of compliance, submission to him. R is for righteousness, by which you live and are blessed. Put it all together, and it spells pastor, and that is you. Happy anniversary from the senior choir.
Good morning, New Hope. Would the Mass Choir please stand? On Pastor's 35th anniversary, Pastor, we would just like to say we love you. Congratulations. And Pastor, we're still waiting on you to lead a song on the Mass Choir. We have a small token of love for you and First Lady. We appreciate and adore everything that you do. And we pray that you have many more years to come. And I want to just leave a little song for you, Pastor. May the work you've done speaks for you. May the work you've done speaks for you. When you're resting in your grave and there's nothing that can be said, may the work you've done, oh Lord, speaks for you. Listen, I got another verse. May the service you give speaks for you. May the service you give speaks for you. When you've done the best that you can and church folks don't understand, may the service you give, oh Lord, speaks for you.
Good afternoon. I bring you greetings from the 7th District Ushers and Healthcare Ministry of the GMBC of Georgia Incorporated. I am Mary McHenry, the director. I also bring you greetings from Thankful Missionary Baptist Church, where the Dr. H. Bernard Young Sr. is the pastor. Then I bring you greetings from the Ministering to Your Pastor Elijah School of Ministry, Mary McHenry, founder. I am indeed glad to be here. I wouldn't have missed it. I have tried to get here because I'm an on-time person, so you know where I was going to be attacked at in time. But I just had to come and say thank you and congratulations. Because when we needed a place to come to do Saturday Night Live, you opened your doors. And I came in here and I felt right at home. And then another thing you do, you give us your ushers once a month. And we thank you for that and for their support. So I have a gift in here from my school, Elijah School of Ministry, which is a shirt. And then I have a book in this box, which is a book that the ministry was birthed out of. And then one more thing I want to tell you, I am a PK kid, amen? And I understand what it is to be in ministry. And when they said the First Lady is ministering to her pastor, my mom told me, say, her first mandate was to minister to her pastor. And that was her husband. And again, I thank you for inviting me. I am indeed glad to be here and many, many more years. Amen.
Ooh.
to Pastor Steve, all I would like to say, I really love you. I really love you. From the Johnson family.
Amen. Praise God. We got keep it coming. Amen. All you don't use, Pastor, I can use it.
Good afternoon. You know, my president told me we should go last. Well, next to the last. But I had two people to come before me who could sing, and Pastor, I'm telling you, I can't sing. But when I leave from this earth, now you will see that I was a member of a choir. I used to be in a choir. I made up the numbers. We needed numbers. So I made up those numbers. So I just want them to know I can't sing, but I can write. You know I like to write. So it's me again. First, giving honor to God, from whom all blessings flow. Pastor Steed, First Lady Steed, Evangelist Walden, Reverends Walden, Kitchen, Reed, Vaughn, Ratliff, James, and any other ministers in the house, members, visitors, and friends. It's me again. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, that for everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. James 4:14 states, yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time, then vanishes. The Bible further teaches us in Colossians 4:5, that we should walk in wisdom toward outsiders, making the best use of the time. Today, we are making the best use of time by taking this time to recognize and honor our beloved pastor and first lady for 35 wonderful years of service to New Hope. The proverbial wisdom states that time waits for no one. So I take this time to present to you these gifts on behalf of the Deaconess Ministry, where I serve as Vice President. Will all deaconess who are here please stand? We hope that the gift that we present to you will continue to remind you of how precious time is, and stop and take time to smell the roses. Because as the proverbial adage says, time waits for no one. First Lady Steve, there are no words under the universe that can express how the Deaconess Ministry feel about you. The times that we have shared at our FFLs, that's food, fun, and laughter outings, with you have been memorable. We have forged a bond that we will forever be, that will forever be ingrained in our hearts. As you often refer to us with a term of endearment, yes, we are your girls. When I see you, I am reminded of Proverbs 31, verse 10 through 12. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. We would like to take this time to honor you with this token of love and appreciation for your support of our ministry. We look forward to many more years of dedication and service in a few more FFLs. We love you and congratulations on 35 years of service.
Amen. We've got a few more. Amen.
Pastor Steve, it has been 35 years, and we haven't been here that long, but time that we have been here, we want to show you our love and appreciation. And Sister Steve, we just love you, so we want to show you our love and appreciation. Coming from Carolyn here, one of our Pastor A's, thank you, Sister Steve. Thank you, Pastor Steve. And New Hope, you all always show your love to the children. So this is your love to the First Family's children. So first one I have here is Jeremy from New Hope. And Jeremy, okay, oh, each one got one. Okay, and Jeremy, you have one from the Pastor A's also. And you all are a little special this time. Tiara, we have one especially for you from the Pastor A's. But we also have a first anniversary gift for you all also from the Pastor A's. And secondly, we have Nicole. Nicole, we love you and we thank you for all that you do. And that's from New Hope. But we also have from the Pastor A's, from Sister Daisy, a gift from the Pastor A's. And we also have a special gift for you, for all that you do have done for this 35th anniversary. So you get a little extra there. Thank you. My next one is Abby. Abby, New Hope love you. Don't think we do not. And somewhat, and we have a special gift for you from the Pastor A's also. And next we have the three little ones. And now we have a gift for the three little ones. Angelina from the Pastor A's, Joel from the Pastor A's, and Desmond from the Pastor A's. But New Hope also give you all something. But for some reason, they always put it in Mama's name. So this is for you all too, but I'm sure Mom know how to split it up. And we have a gift for Sarita. Sarita, thank you. And us Pastor A's, we love you all. Anything we can do for you, let us know. We're trying our best. But this group here, I thank you all, Pastor A's. I thank you for everything. All of you falling there and letting everything fall in place. I wanted to especially thank Janetta for the best of you. I don't see her. But Janetta, I thank her for the vestibule. She always decorates very nicely. But we have Karen here to thank two more guests for us.
Good afternoon, church. Pastor, First Lady, all the ministers, we appreciate you guys, Pastor Yao. Thank you. Happy anniversary to you guys. Before I present these two presents, I want to, Jackie, come up here. Jackie, you do so much for the First Family, and you get everything together for the First Family and keep the Pastor's Aid together. So we know we can't never repay you, but we just want to give you your flowers while you're here on earth and let you know that we love you and we appreciate you. Okay, these next two, I'm speaking from the pastor's aid, the pastor, the whole entire church. We love you guys, and we couldn't do it without you guys, Pat and Pam. Y'all rock. Y'all rock. Can y'all come up here? We know we can't never repay y'all. I mean, you call Pat anytime, she gonna get it done. If you call her tomorrow, she's gonna get it done. You call Pam, she going to get it done, and she going to deck it out. She going to do what she do. We say, no, do something like, she's like, nah, that ain't me. I ain't going to be able to do it. She decks it out anytime. Y'all need her, they going to be there. We love y'all, and we appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Happy anniversary, Pastor and First Family. I can't sing either, but I can cook. So I invite you all down to celebrate a dinner or lunch or early dinner for Pastor's anniversary, and you are more than welcome to join us. Amen.
I just want to say congratulations to Lady Steed first and to Pastor Steed, and thank y'all for my gift. And I can't sing either, but I can decorate.
Happy, happy, happy 35th anniversary, First Family, Pastor. I think we even have a little one that want to sing a song for you all.
All right, look around. Amen. What a blessing. Come on and give God some more praise. Amen. You see how the blessings of the Lord trickles down? When the head of the household is blessed, it trickles down to the entire family. Amen. We give God the praise. Amen. Amen. Any of that that you want to pass along? Amen, amen. Thank God for our pastor. Thank God for all of you for the presentations from all of our ministries. Thank you so much. At this time, we're going to Acts. Amen. Just be patient with us a little bit longer. Amen. We're going to Acts. Our First Lady, Sister Steed, she would come. Amen. And give us our remarks. Amen. And then following that, our very own Pastor Dr. Ralph Steed of the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. Okay, thank you, Pastor. I didn't want to hold her too long. Come here, Michaela. Y'all be patient. Michaela wanted to sing a song. Amen. And she wanted to sing it to her pastor. Amen. So I want you to stand right there now where everybody can see you. Thank you, Pastor. You sing that song now. Here? All right. All right.
praise the Lord. I'm gonna jump down, turn around, just gonna praise my Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm gonna jump down, turn around, test to God. Praise my Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm gonna jump down, turn around, touch the ground. Praise my Lord.
You sitting there for us, Sister Steve? Amen. Let us congratulate, I know Pastor said, let us congratulate Jeremy and Tiara. They celebrated their first anniversary. Amen. Congratulations.
You can stand right there, Reverend Kitchens. I got a word for you. Hey, you were in charge of him. Okay, I know you guys are tired of hearing from me. I've been talking for a couple of Sundays now. Wow. I'm totally out of my element. But once again, thank you so very much for all that you've done for my family. First of all, is Vanessa still here? Vanessa, you touched my heart twice today. Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. When Sarita got married, Vanessa sung at her wedding. When Jeremy got married, the boss man presided over his marriage. And I guess that's what made him think he's in charge right now. But thank you, New Hope, for everything that you've done for us. I stood here on the first Sunday, and I talked about cooking, and I was talking about how I love to eat, but certain things I'm not very good at cooking. And on Monday, I get this call, and it said, I'm going to cook for you. And I said, you don't really have to do that. And she says, no, I'm going to cook for you. Do you want it during the week, or do you want it on Sunday? And I said, on Sunday. So, Miss Bostic, thank you very, very much. And she did. She cooked me a full meal. Yes, and it was very good. Thank you so very much. I can't let it go by without saying it. When somebody does something nice for you, you have to let them know. And you have to let them know how much you appreciate it. I love you. Thank you very much. And even though she did that for us, but the rest of New Hope Church family has done so much for us. And I just can't thank you enough for all that you've done. You've been a family. You've been friends. You've been therapists. So I've given everybody a new title. You've been therapists and psychiatrists. So whatever we needed, you were there for us. And I thank you for it so much. And as for my girls, our next outing, can I say it, is December 10th. And usually it's just me and my girls, but we've decided that if the men want to come along, they can. But again, thank you, thank you. Thank you for coming. I send you messages all the time. Thank you for coming. But thank you guys so very much for all you've done for us. And from the bottom of our heart, we say thank you and we love you.
If I could say a word just to help someone along the way, if I could pray a prayer just to help some sinner who's gone astray, you know what, church? I would look to the hills, ask the Lord for a little more grace. You know why, church? Because I'm trying so hard, yeah, to make it in. That's all I want to do, y'all, is make it in. Every now and then I cry out, Lord, I don't bother nobody. I try to treat everybody the same. But you know what happens? Just as soon as I make a step for you, Jesus, so-called friends, they scandalize my name. But oh, in Jesus, I'm looking for home. If I can't help my brother, sister, you know what I'll do? I'll just leave them alone. You know why? Because I'm trying so hard, yeah, to make it in. That's all I want to do, yo, is make it in. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Again, we give all honor and praises to our Heavenly Father. Amen. Honor to Reverend Kitchen for presiding. Amen. And to Evangelist Walden for that dynamite message this morning. Amen. Getting us on track. Amen. In a time like this. To her husband, amen, Reverend Walden. And to all of the ministerial staff, to the officers, the deacons, deaconesses, mother choir ushers, and friends, amen. I truly am humble and elated to have been your pastor for 35 years. Amen. I really understand that it's only by the grace of God that I am privileged to have served as your pastor. I want to thank my mother, amen, for the tribute that she did, because if there was no mother, there would be no me. Amen. So I thank her for her tribute, for my sister and my brother for their tribute, for my two sons from live there in New Jersey, and to all of my children and grandchildren here, amen. Thank you so much for the tributes, amen, for the Honorable Mayor coming by this morning, amen, and for all of the gifts and the cards that has been presented to us and the well wishes. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. You know, on this journey, we don't know what we're going to be faced with. And I was just collaborating in my office there with the ministers. I was telling them that I prayed to the Lord to let me sing, not preach. Because I understood what it was for a pastor, amen, to really be a pastor. I lived with one for 10 years, amen, and I understood that folks are not always nice to you. Amen. But in the midst of it all, I think it's something that we all have to realize that everybody is not going to think the way you think. And so we have to learn to humble ourselves, amen, and let God work. I think I heard the preacher say this morning that we have to realize that you are not my people. You are God's people. And every now and then I tell the Lord, I'm your folks. You handle them. Because if you tried to handle them, he'll drive you crazy. But it has been such a joy, 35 years, to be here at the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. Through all that we, amen, has gone through, I believe it is nobody but the Lord, amen, that we are still here together. Amen. I want to once again thank my family for their support. Amen. I want to do a special thank you to one that worked so hard, especially for this anniversary, to put things together. And I call her a miracle worker. That is Diggoness Dorothy Daniels. Amen. she was full of surprises this year. Amen. She had Monica Kaufman. She had, what was that, Fred Blankenship. And it was just, she had the mayor here and everybody and all of this that was put together between her, amen, and the technicians up there. Y'all just did a great job, and I really appreciate what you have done. Amen. I'm grateful for our Pastor A. Amen. They do a great job in supporting me and my family. Sister Jackie, she works tirelessly. She's a great president. Amen. I only have one regret, that the one that was so dear to my heart passed away, Mother Bell Jones. Amen. She will forever be missed. She was one that, you know, the pastor seemingly was everything to her, because she just blessed us beyond my words of expression. And so again, I thank you all ministries, all of these ministers that's been so faithful. Reverend Kitchen, I can always depend on him no matter what. Amen. He has really been a blessing to me. Amen. And Dr. Reed, she's my headache. She keeps me on my toes, but I appreciate her. Amen. She do a great job at what she do. Amen. And I really appreciate her. Amen. And all of our ministers for your support. Amen. To our musicians, amen. The greatest musicians in the world, I thank God for you. And it's just a blessing to have seen Brother Steve walking here this morning. Amen. After being in a car accident, we really appreciate you and what you're doing for this choir. Thank you, choirs. Thank you. Thank you so much. All of the choirs of New Hope, amen, from the youngest to the oldest, we appreciate you. And you sound technicians, there's no words for you. Y'all do such a marvelous job. I really appreciate you, amen. And it is a honor to just thank God for my youngest son, amen, and his wife. They just got back on their honeymoon from Hawaii. Amen. It's so good to have him. Now y'all told me I can go anywhere in the United States, right? Sounds like Hawaii is a great place to go. Praise God. Praise God. Who did I leave out? Amen. Thank y'all so much. And little Michaela, where she at? Thank you. Thank you so much, amen, for that song. You know, when a child is excited about Jesus, it touches your heart. Amen. And you know, some tried to say, hush the little children. But Jesus says, forbid them not and let them come. So we thank God for her spirit. Amen. And all of our young people and what you're doing, we really, really thank you so very much. Even our praise ministry. Where's Sister Ashley at? She here? Is she here? Amen. There she is. Amen. Ashley is dedicated to what she do. Amen. And we appreciate her so much. She has been a jewel here at this church. Amen. We say to all you young folks out there, y'all want to dance, you see Ashley. She will get you, amen, the instructions that you need. Amen. To our ushers, thank you so much. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. And I hope I didn't miss anybody. Amen. Again, Mother Bostic, thank you and everyone that has blessed us on this anniversary. Amen. I just want to say that without you, there would be no me. And so I appreciate you for your support and what you do. Somebody said 35 more years, but I want you to know Pastor is 74 years old. Amen. So I don't want to be dragging in here or you carrying me. Amen. So as long as the Lord say so. Amen. Let's put it that way. As long as the Lord say so. Amen. We will continue to serve you. God bless you. We love you. May heaven smile upon you. Amen. Is there anything else? All right. All right. I'm saying. Okay. My boss spoke. I better just go on and sit down now and let him finish. Amen. Praise God. Thank you.
Got to pull rank. Amen. I'm going to say this, and we're fixing to go eat and do what we need to do. On my job, I have not been in the military, but we got what we call the apprentices. We got what we call the journeymans. We got, first of all, we got the apprentices, first year, second year, third year, fourth year, fifth year. They have to go to school. And then we got the journeyman, lead journeyman, and all these other journeymen. But when the general speaks, the rest of them be quiet. So the general has spoken, and you must adhere. Amen. Amen. Let us stand to our feet. What a blessed day. Give our pastor and first family one more round of applause for 35 years. Amen, amen, amen. And we do love them and wish them many, many, many more years of service, Pastor. Amen, amen. Everybody sing, amen. Everybody sing, amen. Everybody sing, now may the grace of our Lord, the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide hence, now, and forever. Lord, we thank you for what our eyes have seen, our
ears have heard today. We bless your name and give you the glory, give you the praise. Now, Lord, bless this food we're about to receive, and we pray for the hands that prepared it, and let it be for the nourishment of our physical bodies. It is in Jesus' name we all say, Amen. 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 If you're desiring to congratulate our pastor and first family, amen, do so, but give them time to be. I'm sorry. Amen.